2017, we come to Kilmacthomas in County Waterford. Wonderful to see the life that has come back to that area through the Waterford Greenway that has brought a sort of resurrection to the abandoned railway line. There's a wonderful viaduct in Kilmacthomas that the Greenway passes, and as well as thinking of that aspect of all that Kilmacthomas does to attract and welcome visitors, I want to think of one person who went out from Kilmacthomas to serve the church in the wider world. Last year, we buried a very distinguished son of this diocese, Canon Noel Batty, whose name indicates that he had deep roots in his native ground of Kilmacthomas. He served the Church of Ireland and indeed the Anglican world beyond with enormous distinction in Cambridge and in Northern Ireland and in Dublin, and was a very significant and influential religious broadcaster with the BBC until not terribly long before his death. And somehow the combination of his insight and his wisdom and his gentle tone, all expressed in an absolutely delightful speaking voice, which meant you just couldn't but listen to him, made him a very special person to communicate the things of the faith. And I think of him where he is laid to rest beside Kilmacthomas Church, his home place. Time to mention something else about the Church of Ireland and how it communicates, and perhaps taking it into the online era. In 2017, an extraordinary website, glinne.ie, that being G-L-O-I-N-E, the Irish for glass, was completed. This website contains factual information and high-quality photographs of every stained glass window throughout the Church of Ireland. The research was carried out by Dr. David Lawrence over a period of 26 years and was funded, amongst others, by the representative church body, substantially by the Heritage Council, All Churches Trust and other sources. We often think some of our churches are modestly decorated. Often the stained glass is amongst the finest things, yet we can worship in a church for years while hardly noticing it. And the glinne.ie survey reveals, for example, previously ignored or unknown examples of especially high quality 19th century ecclesiastical art of exceptional standard from Irish and English and German and other artistic sources. And through these reflections, I've had occasion to mention on several occasions examples, and there were only examples of high quality stained glass in our own diocese, the Harry Clarks of Gorey, the Byrne Joneses of Mulranken and of Lismore, for example. One thinks of others like Evie Home too. An extraordinary treasure trove. And you can and you should search the website by many categories and for any place. And no Anglican province has a record quite like it. And if you look at your own home place, your own local church in it, you may find details you never saw in those high quality photographs. I came to know David Lawrence when he was doing the survey in St Finbarr's Cathedral in Cork, which is probably one of the greatest repositories of 19th century glass in a single place, perhaps in the whole of Ireland. And I learned a great deal from him, not just how you maintain stained glass well. He had an awful thing about storm glazing. He was always saying it must be, if possible, black powdered steel grills. But I also learned from him a lot about light. Stained glass is meant to be read from within through the, as it were, the influence of God's light coming in, which is never the same on any 2 days of the year or 2 times of the day. And therefore, he said, you should almost insofar as you can, subject to safety reasons. A church building really should be almost as dark as possible inside, certainly at certain times of the year. So don't go in before the service or in the morning and switch on all the electricity. That distorts God's light coming in. Step almost into the dark as you would into a great French cathedral like in Chartres. Stained glass is meant to be interpreted by God's light amidst the changing seasons. Now, one might lament we don't have so much quality stained glass recently, but there is some. I mentioned a glass from the 20th century, I know in my reflection in Abbey Leaks, and it's not the only example. So go and enjoy this site. Find out details about church buildings near you you think you know well, and you'll find details you never noticed before. And above all, stained glass is the application of imagination to biblical narratives and the lives of the saints, the lifting of the text off the page, with artistic imagination often the catalyst for new theological and devotional insight. The church needs the arts, artists still need the church. Stained glass is probably the finest artistic medium in which we traditionally deal. And a keen imagination is often closely allied to a lively faith.